Yeah, I'm very happy that he's playing well, and he's been very important player for us now in the beginning of the season. And I would be surprised if the interest wasn't there. But I hope that he stays here and keeps playing like he's playing.
How important is it to keep players at a club going through? You've had a long time at one particular club. Jake Puskas, who you've been talking to, Lewis Dunn. How important is it to hold on to these players?
Yeah, very important. I just had an interview about Jamie Carragher. He was one example that he's a one club man and he could represent his hometown club all his career. That's a great thing if somebody can play at that kind of level for so long. For teams and for clubs, it's very important that you keep the best players. I know it's not always easy to do that, and the players sometimes have different ideas or different targets or goals that were what they want to achieve. But we are making everything we can that we can keep the best players here.
Jake was chatting about how it's quite difficult at the moment. It's uncharted territory for the players because of what's happened in the last couple of years. Is there any way, I know you don't look at the table, but to take that pressure off the players at the time like this?
Yeah, I think that's a good way, not to look at the table. So just to concentrate. Yeah, they do, because few people might remind them where they are. I think that's one way that you can't do on the pitch more than you are capable of doing, and I think that's very, very important that you just concentrate on the next game, that you can get everything, absolutely everything out of yourself. More you can't do, and we are all different to how we handle the pressure. And some players can play better under pressure. Some can bottle it and, you know, be nervous and can't perform. You need to find your own way. I don't know the players that well, but I wouldn't think that there's in the world a lot of players who perform under big pressure better than if the pressure wasn't there. So I think just to concentrate on what you can do and what you can't do, and play with your strengths and play simple, keep it simple, make the basics 100%, and that's the way to maybe tackle the nervousness or something, because I don't expect any miracles or anything special from the players. I just expect them to perform at their optimum level, and then I know that we'll start to win games, and then we climb up the table.